You're listening to Breakfast with Peter Eustace on ABC Gippsland.
Very last chance, Deb, that I'll have to play that unless I can get the copyright to it or something.
You can still use my voice. I'll let you.
Deb Bye back in the studio for the final time, actually, for her final day here with ABC Gippsland after, what, 9.5 years or so?
A bit over 9 years, yeah.
Had quite a few people ring up, and we'll take more calls, 1-800-014-295, some special recorded messages. And, of course, lots of people coming to see in the studio this morning too, which I think would be pleasing to you.
It has been wonderful. We've had, I'm so rapt that Judith from Wonthaggi's come up because
I've
up 9 years I have never met her. Right. So that's been very special. And Peter Colton coming down from Orbost, and Andrew Reid came from Mildura. So that's fantastic. That's just lovely. And I do thank them very much.
I'm sure that you do. Actually, there's a few faxes came through. Gordon and I think it's Gillian down at Wild Dog Valley. Best wishes on your retirement from ABC Radio, of course. We'll talk about that later. And grateful thanks too from the Stratford Anglican Church, Red Cross and many other organisations from Peg Rule. And there's one also from Shady Creek. And forgive me if I'm wrong there. It looks like Mary and Merrick. Wishing you all the best.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. 1-800-014-295. Doug's been waiting for a while on the line from Painesville. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Peter. Oh, I don't mind waiting for Deb.
Hey, Doug, how you going?
Pretty good, Deb. Look, I just wish you all the best for when you go to Life FM.
Thank you.
I'm sure well, you stay in the area anyhow. That's one thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I believe you're going to perform at a concert at St Mary's Hall on...
On the 12th of July, indeed, yes.
And you've got a good singing voice.
Oh, yes, I have a bit of a warble.
Oh, that's great. Oh,
well, it's more than a warble.
Got a couple of tickets for it, but unfortunately we'll be away.
Oh, dear. Well, 12th of July, St Mary's, anyway.
Might be able to get good money for them, Doug.
Yeah.
It's for International Children's Care, so it's a very good cause.
It's indeed. A great thing, and the chappy that runs it, Glenn, he does a lot of good work around the area.
Oops.
Okay, I might have just cut that off. I'm sorry if I did, Doug.
Sorry, Doug.
Ian is online from the Arts Council Movement. Hi, Ian.
G'day, Peter. How are you?
Good, thank
Hello,
you.
Deb.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Sorry
to hear that you're going from the airwaves at ABC.
Oh, well, I'm moving on to other airwaves, so
yes,
I'm still around.
Community radio is very good for people as well.
It is indeed.
Thought you might recall all the work that you did for the Arts Council Movement, especially Sale Arts. With Acoustic Soup.
Oh,
remember,
yes.
Acoustic Soup?
I do. I've been flicking through the old books, you know, and looking at my career as you do when you retire or resign. And it's, Acoustic Soup played a large part.
It certainly did.
The local artists.
With Brian Baker the other day, and I'm sure he would like to pass on his regards as well too.
Good on Brian.
Thanks,
yes.
Ian.
Yeah.
So from all the people that produced Acoustic Soup for the artists, who are all local artists, some of them have moved on, some have... still around the area, like Steve Castles and Nick Waters.
And doing some great stuff still,
and
too.
Still doing some great stuff. And on behalf of all the arts councils around Gippsland, Deb, all the best. And thank you very much for your fantastic support.
Good
thank
on you,
you
Ian.
Very much, Ian.
Thank
good
you,
mate.
Peter.
And Hazel from Swift's Creek too, the great Alpine Gallery. Thanks, Deb, for being so lovely in supporting them. We have the lovely Joe Prince in the studio on ABC Gippsland at 20 minutes to 9.
See, now I'm really worried.
I love those descriptions.
You need to be.
Yeah, and you know how exciting I am when I get to come on air. So, but I thought I had to come on because I've been listening to everybody say thank you and good luck and everything. But I thought I've probably got the most reason actually to thank Deb because she gave me a job.
That's true too.
You know, but it was Peter actually who said, yeah, come in. Get a bit of experience. We can't pay you, but you know, you'll have fun, he said.
You're my first work experience person.
That's right. And you sort of arrived a couple of weeks after I did, and which is 6 or 7 years ago now, I think. just frightening.
Nine, actually.
and said, what do you do? Yeah. And I said, oh, I'm not really sure. I just kind of, you know, clean things and make cups of tea and
come a long
things
way
like
from
that.
There.
So and sort of, I guess, yeah, she. Deb gave me a job, and she's taught me an awful lot. So I guess I have to say thank you very much for all that. I miss you. So I'm going to get a bit funny now, emotional.
No, that's
but
great.
I also wanted to say good luck. I know that you're probably not going to need it because from what I've seen, the enthusiasm that you put into your work and the hard work that you put in and the team that you build up, I'm sure you'll be a great success with the next venture.
That is so true.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Debbie.
Thank
good
you.
On
you,
Joe.
You can go now before I
get Well, it's 19 to 9, so we'll take this break and perhaps play this too, Deb.
Hi, Debbie. It's Marianne Langiano from Lakes. I'd just like to wish you all the best for the future, and I'll be sad not to hear your voice over the radio. Bye.
Hi, Deb. Well, this is a bit like This Is Your Life, isn't it? Who is this mystery voice from the past? Sam Donovan in Hobart, just wanting to wish you all the best as you leave the ABC. I've got so many fond memories of my 5 years in SAIL, covering everything from floods to fires, including the one in the roof of the station, which I'm sure you'll remember well. I'm sorry I can't be there to celebrate today because I suspect a really big cake is involved. I certainly hope the new manager appreciates the importance of a good cake for absolutely any occasion. Thanks for all your help and encouragement over the years and good luck in the new job. Bye.
Hello, Debbie. This is Tony Langiano from Tessie. I'm sorry not to be there, but I would like you along an happy retirement. It was really good work with you in the past. You will be greatly missed. If one day you come to this part of the world, it's my pleasure to see you. Once again, happy retirement and best wish for years to come.
Debbie, dear Debbie, I've known you for a few years and you have always been friendly and kind towards me. At times you were our only contact with reality and I thank you. I know things change. I also know no matter where you go or what you do, you will succeed. You know where I live. You should know my phone number. Good luck and best wishes from Jack and myself.
And Jack, of course, is a corgi. You know that, don't you?
He's not a corgi. He's a Jack Russell.
No, he's a corgi.
He's a Jack Russell.
He really is a corgi.
He's a corgi?
Yes. It's 16 minutes to 9 on ABC Gippsland. Kevin Perry's online too from the State Emergency Service. Deb, hi there, Kevin.
G'day, Pete. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate.
Good. Deb, you're leaving.
Oh, I am. I'm still around, though. I'm leaving the ABC.
I want to say thanks on behalf of most of the emergency services. I'm sure they'll join with me if they haven't already rung in or will not ring in today. But I don't think that people understand some of the work that you did behind the scenes. As a member of our Divisional Emergency Response Planning Committee, you were our contact with media during times of emergency, and that was evidence, obviously, earlier this year with the fires, but go back to 98 and 90 with the floods. It's been a partnership that I've certainly enjoyed, and there's a reflection there from management style down through to the people who work, and I think you're leaving behind such a great team of people who are pretty much in tune with keeping people in Gippsland, East Gippsland particularly, in touch with what's going on.
Thank you, Kevin. That's very, very kind of you.
I hate to hear you're going to another radio station, so you're probably going to ring us up and annoy us again.
Absolutely.
But I'll give my preference to the ABC, seeing I'm on the ABC this morning.
The ABC does emergencies very, very well.
They do. And that work, Deb, on behalf of myself and my volunteers, thank you very much, because I've had a lot of feedback when they've been out putting roofs on houses or whatever. Someone from the station's been interviewing me, and the members are saying, well, yeah, beauty, we're being recognised, and that's all I ever ask. They do it for nothing.
They do a terrific job.
Indeed. Mm. Kevin, thank you for your words on behalf of Deb there. It's a quarter to 9 on ABC Gippsland. It'll be priced to follow the 9 o'clock news. If you'd like to have a quick word to Deb, 1-800-014-295 is the toll-free number, 1-800-014-295. Michael's been waiting at Lakes. Good on you, Michael.
Oh, good morning, Deb, and good morning, Peter. Debbie, I just want to thank you for your wonderful work that you did with the Scots Fest, you know, with the annual competitions of our pipe bands at MAFRA. And I can remember the first time I brought our pipe band down there, and I was a major, and I was marching down the street, and we stopped for a short break, and all of a sudden I heard, and ladies and gentlemen, give them a big round of applause. I said, oh, that's Debbie. Bye. That were great days, Debbie, weren't they?
We had a fantastic time at Scottfest, didn't we, in the haggis throwing competitions and everything. That was great.
Yes, and you know, it was just so wonderful to have you, because everybody could understand and everybody knew a Debbie Bye, and it was a wonderful time. And thank you, but you'll still be around, and we'll you know, like to see you another time, Debbie.
Thank
you,
Michael.
You will, Michael.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you very much for your call.
Bye.
And, of course, as we mentioned before, you won't be leaving Gippsland. You're going to be around.
Still going to be around and doing some more work for the community, because that's where my heart is, and that's where I'm heading.
Did you start off in community radio?
I did, 21 years ago. Yeah. I was a postie. And someone said, they're starting a community radio station. It was a Christian community radio station, and I went along.
This is in Queensland,
of course. In Queensland, yes. Mm. And they put me on a night shift because I was really bad. And I got better because I went to Hobart in 1984, because back then that was the only licensed Christian radio station in Australia. at 7HFC. And so I gave up my job as a postie and went down there for 12 months and learned radio. And all the people down there were all ex-ABC people who had decided to start community radio. So it's sort of in keeping with everything and moving on. So we're going to do the same thing there. And I've had 21 years now of learning. So I'm going to give a bit of that back.
Yeah, and I guess as we go through life, our paths change anyway, don't they?
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's just a real bonus because I've got a fantastic team of people already, very skilled people, professional people who have the same dream as I to bring this to fruition. So it's been wonderful.
You'll get there. You'll get there. Rhonda at Walhalla is going to say a few words too, Deb.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, Debbie. How are you, darling?
I'm really well, thank you.
Yeah, look, good luck. All the best for the future. We thank you for your support and your commitment to us, Norm and I, at the shop, plus the people of Walhalla.
Thank you. It's been wonderful coming up there, and I intend to keep coming.
I hope you do.
Thank you.
Good luck, a spot though. Not to, Rhonda.
Okay.
Good on you, Rhonda.
Bye.
Cyril at Bairnsdale. Hi, Cyril.
Hi, Dee. I'd like to wish Debbie all the best, and I've heard her quite a lot on the air. In fact, I called in there one day, but I'm not sure whether I saw her or not. All the best, Debbie, and all the best for everything.
Thanks very much, Cyril.
Good.
Thanks for your call, Cyril. 1-800-014-295 if you'd like to say a quick bye-bye to Debbie Bye.
That's been done before, Pete.
12 minutes to 9. The editor of the Gippsland Times, Peter Hill, joins us in the studio too, Deb, because it's our Friday morning paper round, which is another instigation of yours.
And again, very special because you're in the studio, Pete. It's wonderful.
Certainly, it's great. Thanks for inviting me along.
Good to see you in the flesh, Peter, after many on the phone calls.
Everyone said I had a face for radio. So
it's interesting, you know, as I said to someone earlier this morning, you find out who your friends are because they get up early in the morning to see you or to talk to you.
To listen to you.
The big story, of course, is the $25 million TAFE plan.
Yes, that came as a big shock at Tuesday night's council meeting when a number of not-for-profit groups had gone along to hear what was happening with the old army drill hall.
Okay, Peter, we'll read about that and lots more, of course, in the Gippy Times today. And thank you for being part of our program this morning.
Oh, thank you. And I'd like to thank Debbie for initiating these morning sessions.
Thanks, Peter. It's been great to catch up with what's happening around the regions.
Peter Hill, the editor of the Gippsland Times. It's 9 minutes to nine. Jennifer's online from Tarelgon. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Peter. I also would like to speak to Debbie and thank her very much on behalf of the Latrobe Valley of Stedford for all the help that she's given us over the years in informing the community about our Stedford and about our timelines.
Thanks, Jennifer. I think Stedford's a wonderful, it's a great venue for our up-and-coming artists to get heard.
Okay. Yeah, we're busy planning this year.
Good on you.
Closing date's the end of June.
Excellent.
Okay, thanks.
Get that plug in, Jennifer. Good on you. Good on you. Margaret at Milford also wants to say a few words, Deb.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Deb. Wish you all the very best.
Thank you.
And we'll miss the rainfall figures for you.
Oh, there'll be someone here to always take them.
Yeah, that's right. Well, have a great time anyway.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks very much indeed, Margaret. It's 9 minutes or 8 minutes to nine on ABC Gippsland. And I think Deb I also brought a great Australian talent for us to recognise to Gippsland a little while back.
Hello, this is Graham Connors, and I'm calling up to say goodbye to Debbie Bye, my favourite ABC person. Debbie and I, well, Deb, we go back a long ways, back to the album Tropicali, at least, when you were in Mackay, where Tropicali was inspired and recorded, and you did the very first interview for the album and sent it out over the ABC throughout the whole of Australia. I have such fond memories also of our visits down to the colder climes in Victoria around Sale, and the exciting thing is knowing that you're not leaving radio. That gift, that wonderful gift you have, is going to be put to even better use, I believe, in the community radio field. Okay, Deb, I'll see you next time I'm in town.
Wasn't that lovely?
You know, when I came in here and I started playing Graham Connors, and thank you, Graham, for those wonderful comments, and I said, you know, I know Graham Connors, and everyone went, yeah, right. And then he came in and he gave me a big hug and everyone went, you do know Graham Connors.
He's a lovely man. And they've believed ever since.
He's a lovely man, and I'm leaving all the records here too, the CDs.
We've got a call from Flinders Island, which is Fairway Way. Lorna, how are you?
Yes, good morning, Peter and Deb. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Yes, Flinders Island, Deb, on behalf of all us over here.
Wow.
Thanks a lot for the years you've given us, and we wish you all the very best in your next venture. And who knows, maybe we can find you somewhere along the dial. We picked up Gippsland, so I hope
that's great, Lorna.
Thanks,
we'll be around 103.9, hopefully.
103.9, thanks a Okay.
Thanks, Lorna.
Lorna, thanks for taking the time to ring us from Flinders Island.
You're more than welcome.
Bye-bye. And two of your special friends in the studio, Anne and Peter Simon, too, that you've had a lot to do with. Anne,
yes.
How are you?
Hi.
I'm well. This is a surprise.
Goodbye to Deb. Well, good luck to Deb for her new role, changing role.
Yeah.
I think you can tell this morning how much people appreciate how many things Deb does behind Indeed. The scenes and for community groups and all kinds of people. Fantastic, Deb. Good luck in your new
Thank you so much.
Job.
Thank you.
And you've had quite a big association together, haven't you, with everything, those projects that were put together.
And, of course, our big win, the book.
Yes,
and
yes.
And the book and the CD.
The CD, yes.
Community Heritage Award, yeah.
Yes,
wonderful.
That was just wonderful.
Wonderful day. No, worked a lot with Deb. Particularly over the last sort of 18 months or so, and appreciate her qualities.
It's been great to be able to get those stories out there, hasn't it?
It has.
It's been really special. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Anne. Peter, how are you? Former Mayor of Sale and, of course, historian. You'll be pleased to hear about the latest news on the Swing Bridge too.
That's right, yes.
That's beside the point.
thanks, Peter. All the best to Debbie. We've enjoyed very much Debbie's involvement with the ABC and Sale for 9 years, I think, and wish her well in a new career. And thank you very much for keeping the study and the interest in local history in Gippsland so much alive, and congratulate her on her awards too, and assistance to Anne. Thanks, Peter.
Good on you, Peter.
Thanks
thank you.
Very much, Peter.
And there's Jill online, the Farm Safety Group. I think you're speaking on behalf of Jill.
Oh, g'day, Jill.
Vice versa. Yes, hi, dear. How are you?
Hypothetically speaking.
Yeah, hypothetically speaking, precisely. Yes, Deb, look, on behalf of the Wellington Farm Safety Action Group, right back from the beginning when I sort of tentatively went up and said, would you mind facilitating a hypothetical for me? And I had difficulty trying to explain what I was going to say, and you just said, sure, of course I will. Give us the script and we'll get started.
It was a good fun. It was great fun.
And it was a good event, and it was a good start for us, and we're still here. And some of that's fairly well due to you and the support you've given us. So I do appreciate that, and the rest of the Farm Safety Group does as well.
Thank you.
I wish you all the best for the future, and just personally as a member of the community and a farmer, you know, the work that you did with the floods and the fires, well over and above the call of duty, and I don't think a lot of people realise that. They sort of thought that, you know, that's your job and you're doing it, but you all did so much more than that, and I do appreciate it. I hope to catch you for a cup of coffee in the near future.
I'll hold you to that.
Thanks.
And all the very best, Deb.
Thanks, Jill.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very
much,
Jill.
Bye.
Okay. Olive at Yarram, how are you, Olive?
I'm fine, thanks. Pete, yourself?
Good, thanks.
Hello, Olive.
Hello, Deb. Oh, pardon me, Mr. Frog's gun.
Deb should have that.
Debbie, all the best, and thank you very much for your help and the various announcements that I've had over the years with you, and may God go with you and bless you, and I just wish you
thank you,
all
Olive.
The very best.
That's very special. Thank you
okay,
very
Olive,
much.
Thank you very
thank
much
you.
Indeed.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Steve Baxter, I think, from Mallacoota.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Steve.
How are you, Deb?
Good.
Just thought I'd better put my goodbye in on behalf of Buchan more than Mallacoota. I only just recently moved to Mallacoota to take up a youth worker job here, but I was formerly in Buchan. I'd just like to thank you for all your support with the Buchan Festival and the Buchan Music Group and, and the Willow Cafe out there and all the folks from Buchan. So I hope you have a great next move in your career and give it all back to them as you've planned.
Absolutely. You. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. John from Sale. We'll just have a very quick, John.
Well, very, very quickly, Deb, I shall miss you, but, you know, thanks for the help you've given me with my collecting cans and stuff over the years. And now I'm with the Estedford, and I just didn't want to miss the opportunity to say the Sale Estedford thanks you too.
Thank you very much, John.
And our good mate Benny Buckley at Benambra. How are you, Ben?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Peter.
Yes, hey, Ben.
Deb, I know you're in a hurry. We're waiting on the news. But thanks for everything you've done for us. It's been great.
It's been wonderful. Thanks, Ben.
And good luck with your next venture.
Thank you.
And Andrew Ridd, of course, I'm from the USAR RAFMET Bureau, is in the studio this morning. Andrew, thanks for your time.
Oh, any time. Any time for Debbie. Yeah.
And it's another great simulation in the breakfast program with our RAF reports, which I think other stations have took on board.
They have.
Mm.
They certainly have. In fact, I've been been further afield in the state, and they're doing almost exactly the same thing as us.
Really? That's great.
Yeah, which is really good.
And thanks for your contribution to it too, Andrew.
Oh, it's always been a pleasure.
We've had some fun, haven't we?
We have.
Thank you so much for coming in. Oh, you've got the theme out.
How can we not finish the Debbie Bye Breakfast program without Deb's theme? Debbie Bye, this is your life as so as to speak.
Well, it's with been the ABC. Amazing. Peter, thank you so much, and thank you to all my staff, because I can say that for the last time today. Amelia especially, she's done a terrific job. And
indeed.
Joe, for all the editing and digging around and phoning up people. And
indeed.
It's just been fantastic. Thank you. It's been a great 9 years, been a great 17 years. And thank you.
Great to work with you. And we will see you in the future. And we might have a few more surprises for you along the way today.
Oh, okay.
Deb Bye for the final time on ABC Gippsland. Coming up after the 9 o'clock news, Libby Price. And, of course, Penny Johnston with you following the 4 o'clock news for our drive programme.